You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to be competitive and relevant in today's digital business landscape through embracing technologies, systems, and strategies. And today we're going to talk about some disruptive marketing strategies that will truly get you noticed. And beyond getting noticed, once you get customers, these techniques are going to help keep those customers so passionate and excited to work with you that your retention rate will start going through the roof. My name is Michelle Calloway. I am the founder and CEO of Revelio, and I'm also the founder of the Tech with Heart Foundation. And I'm going to talk to you about four different strategies today, but I'm going to kind of cover them as a surface topic. And if you would like to have more information, I'd love to chat with you a little one-on-one, and we can identify which ones you can start incorporating into your business sooner rather than later, so that you can start really elevating your visibility, as well as making people feel amazing and excited to work with you. So when I say disruptive marketing strategies, I'm talking about the kind of good disruption. The idea here is that what can we do to interrupt a person's typical brain patterns? It's not about being going off on a squirrel tangent or a shiny object. This is about what can you do to separate yourself instantly. You have about 3 seconds to make a very positive, memorable impression upon people when you're meeting them for the first time, whether it be in person or whether it be online. You want to differentiate yourself rather quickly. And these techniques will help you shine because they're very human relationship focused. And that's kind of what Tech with Heart's all about, is how can we use perhaps technology and strategies to enhance that human relationship that's going to help all businesses move forward together, right? Because we do business with people. We don't do business with robots and chatbots. However, those are some tools that you might be able to use, but it's how you use technology that's really important here. So let's just think about this for a second. Maya Angelou said it best, and I'm going to paraphrase. She says that people may not remember what you say, but they will always remember how you made them feel. And isn't that ultimately what our goal is, especially for service providers, right? We want to make people feel so good about the quality of our work, about working with us personally and or our team, and then also make them feel so amazing that they're going to refer all their friends to us. Isn't that the game that we're playing here? We want to help them feel that we are the ultimate and nobody else will do. So they must send all their friends to us as well. And or they want to continue to do business with us. So being able to sell more services to current customers is so much easier than trying to go out there and acquire new customers. So these strategies will help with that. So let's think about the human. What is it that we are looking for when we decide to do business with other businesses, right? We're looking for, obviously, that they solve a problem that we're having. And then we also are looking for perhaps just something unique about them that sets them apart. That is what you can consider your own unique mechanism. What is your uniqueness, right? And then how can you convey that to people in a way that makes them feel very warm, very valued, seen, and heard, right? So if you're solving a problem that people have, rather than just going after them through advertising, you can go after them in other ways. You can go after them through influence. It's called influence marketing. Influencer marketing is a little different, but we're talking about compelling people to want to reach out to you because you've influenced them that you're the best, that you're the one. They want to talk to you. They want to perhaps do business with you. And one of some of the ways that you can really make people feel amazing is through certain tools, technology tools online, right? So let's just think about this way. If somebody sees some of your content on social media or through an email, or where are you sending them, right? So there's a couple of different places that you can send them. One would be to opt in on a web page for more information. Maybe you're offering them a free resource of high value to them to give them the compel them to give up their email and their name to you. Or perhaps you're using chatbots. Chatbots are very, very good, highly interactive, but when used well, they don't feel robotic, right? They feel very warm and personable. So if you see that somebody is visiting your website, there are tools that you can build on the back end that will prompt you that somebody is visiting your website or hovering near your chat, and you can actually pop up and welcome them and say, hi, so-and-so, my name is so-and-so. And it's kind of almost like when you want to buy a car, you've kind of done your research, you're at a car lot, right? Some people hate the used car salesmen, but if you actually use those salesmen to your advantage, you can quickly get the information that you need and then perhaps be able to do a deal on your terms, not necessarily theirs. So you don't have to fear showing up on your website and chatting with potential buyers as they're there looking around. Think of it as more like you're showing up to let them know that you care and you want to help serve them and perhaps warmly introduce yourself without it feeling like you're trying to sell them anything. Nobody likes to be sold anymore. That is old school selling. Don't do it. Just come across with a servant's heart, showing up to serve and do your best to connect with them while they're there visiting. So there are tools that will help you know that so you can pop in and have that high level of connection. The other thing you could do is you could, let's just say, pick up the phone and call people. Maybe they've opted in for a free resource for yours and they've given you their phone number in that. And you can actually call them and introduce yourself and welcome them to, you know, learn more about what it is you're able to do. Or if it feels right, you can even ask them, like, what is one of their burning problems that you could perhaps give them a little insight for free right then and there on that phone call. These disruptive marketing technology or these concepts are the things that make people feel valued, seen, and heard. So picking up the phone and calling people is like an amazing thing these days. Don't always expect that they're going to pick up because there's a whole lot of spamming going on, and that's unfortunate. But what you can also do is follow up with a text, letting them know, again, welcoming them, introducing yourself to them. These are high touch concepts. Showing up when they're visiting your website and asking them if there's anything that you can do to serve them. Keep using those words like serve and how can I help you? How can I assist you? Can I share any insights with you? You know, is there any questions I can answer for you? Those are all very calm and very warm questions to ask. And that really takes things to the next level when it comes to how you make people feel. So the other idea here that you could use for strategies would be to do more storytelling. And storytelling is just a tradition that's just worked for centuries, right? We know about past societies because of stories that have been shared. So when it comes to you connecting with your potential target audience, your customers online, we recommend that you do more storytelling, but do storytelling in little bite-sized pieces. So think of it almost like a trailer to a movie. You want to tell your story in a way that it's compelling. It's a little bit more exciting because you're not giving them all the things, but you're leading up to, you know, let's connect, let's talk more, or you're leading them to a longer form video. So you probably have noticed that like things like TikTok, Instagram Reels are really crushing it right now. And that's because they're short. People enjoy them because they can just absorb it in tiny little bite-sized doses. And so that's what we recommend you do as well. If you really want to get noticed, to start doing a bit more storytelling. And you can do storytelling through video, and you can also do storytelling through short little posts, posts with images that grab people's attention. Remember, it's about that disruption. How can you cause people to stop the scroll? What can you visually use to compel them to stop that scroll? What words or key questions or statistics can you throw out there that would help them to stop the scroll? Because you're only looking to connect with your target audience, right? Not the entire world. So think about the problems that they're having, address those problems through asking some questions at the onset of maybe your story, the little clip that you're going to share, on social media and or emails. You can do this through texting if you want to start using text marketing. Just a little bit of caution here is that make sure that if you use these tools like email marketing and text options and even chatbots, that again, you're able to make it feel very personal, one-to-one, and not so broadcasty, not so in a way spammy, right? So these are very positive tools that you could be, powerful tools that you could be using in a positive way, but you have to make sure you're using them correctly. And again, you know, would love to chat with you. I'm a marketing strategist, a technology strategist. I would love to have a chat with you to see what could potentially work better for you and your business model.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
So storytelling via short form video is our second strategy. And then I'm going to suggest if you're going to start using video, which is king of content, it really is. It's the top performing content in the world right now on social media and video platforms, even on YouTube. Videos are even able to be categorized through the SEO, right, as search engine optimization. So if you really want to get discovered, you can even title your videos with certain keywords, and that'll help with people discovering your video that aren't already in your inner circles. So video is incredibly powerful. And I suggest if you're going to use video to tell your story, then why not take things to a whole nother level by showing them that you are forward thinking enough to embrace new emerging technologies such as augmented reality. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about, because those of you who are listening, basically what I'm doing is through the Revealio has built an augmented reality app that makes interactive storytelling through video marketing a reality to bridge the physical world with the virtual world in a powerful wow factor way that is unlike anything most have ever seen. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to show you an example. We all have marketing materials that we use to give away when we're meeting with people in person. Well, now, because of the power of technology, we are no longer limited to just a physical world. We actually can augment those physical marketing materials with video story. Story is, again, what really helps you stand out and get noticed, and it instantly connects you with people. In fact, video taps into three of the four major learning modules that human beings have, and that would be the visual learner, the auditorial learner, and the ones who need to read text on a screen in order to retain. So what augmented reality does is it adds that fourth learning style, which is tactile. Here's this a book cover. It's tactile. Somebody's physically touching a book or a training manual, or it could be a postcard. It could be a business card. It could be a t-shirt, a swag, you know, bag, anything that you're using to print your logo on, your byline on, or your messages on can now essentially come alive through augmented reality. And this is what it looks like when it's being viewed through somebody's mobile phone. This book cover will come alive and tell a story, and then you're going to see some call to action buttons show up on the mobile screen that will then connect them to your online presence.
Hi there, Jerry Bowden, aka Busta.
See I how the book as a legacy looks like it's coming alive, kind of like Harry Potter. This is next level marketing. This is also a gateway into the metaverse. This shows that you are obviously very forward-thinking. And people are going to get excited. They squeal in delight when they see you demonstrate who you are in this capacity. And it really helps you stand out and get noticed. But beyond that, it connects them instantly. You can give them a gift for just participating. Whether they ever download the app or watch it come alive on their own phone or not, you've just blown their mind and you've made such a memorable impression that they are just excited and they call their friends over to take a look at what you're showing them because they're just blown away. Trust me, I've been doing this for years. It is by far the most wow factor technology in the realm of small business marketing that is out there today. So think about incorporating something like this. It's incredibly affordable and it's just taking your storytelling to the next level and making you appear so cutting edge, forward thinking, and top-notch leader in your industry. So that's my third recommendation. The fourth strategy that I'm going to share with you would be to set yourself apart from all your competitors by hosting events. If you are a service provider, let's say you're a business coach, how often are you hosting online events for somebody to come in and learn a little about something that's going to help their business grow? Perhaps you have a funnel. That's a term in the marketing world where you're going to provide a free event and then later on funnel people down to where they do a more of a paid training program. It could be a one-on-one program with you. It could be a group training program with you. But free events online are a great way to seed those funnels, and you're giving value. If you show up online with a servant's heart and you're constantly giving valuable insights, sharing your knowledge, you can actually do a great job setting yourself apart. If you are an auto mechanic and you're only looking, you know, for local, obviously local clients, then what can you do to separate yourself from other mechanics in your area? Well, you could start writing a few blogs talking about the things that you see commonly used or common mistakes people make when it comes to maintaining their vehicles, et cetera, and start helping people learn a little bit more about how to take better care of their automobile so that they don't have to take their automobile to the doctor as often. The auto mechanic is the doctor in that case. So you are able to separate yourself from all of your competitors by offering that valuable information online, and it's available to be seen and scrubbed through the search engine bots on a daily basis, and it helps you rank higher. And then the other thing is when you do get clients, you can ask them for to leave you a testimonial. That also really does help separate you and get you noticed. And helps people make decisions to work with you a lot quicker because they see that others are raving about you and not just you raving about you. So those are some of my ideas. You can speak on stage on other people's events, or you can actually go to physical events and speak on stage. That's a one-to-many model. Hosting events, speaking on stage, it's all about you presenting yourself as the thought leader here. And that's what you really want to do, is you want to separate yourself as a top-level thought leader. Not just a business coach, right? You want to be the best business coach. And then you can also invite guests onto your own platforms and speak at your own events. Or if you have a show, a podcast or a radio show or a TV show, invite guests onto that show as well. And that separates you as a thought leader, and you're leading and you're providing value for other people to also share value so that everybody wins. So those are some techniques that I recommend for strategies. One would be personally reach out, whether it be when somebody's visiting your website or when they've opted in for a free gift, or just even past customers, you can reach out to them via phone, phone call. I don't know, not very many people are doing it these days, but you can reach out to them via phone call. You can reach out to them via text or chat or personal emails. Those are great ways to make people feel valued, seen, and heard. And then the next ring is you recommend we do more storytelling via graphics, posts, and or video. And then video is by far the most powerful, but keep it short. Keep the content very, very short in bite-sized pieces. And then you can also lead people to a longer video through those short little video clips. and then take things to the next level by adding augmented reality into the mix and making that connection between the physical world and the virtual world in a way that's super dynamic. And then lastly, start hosting more events, online, offline, just to start separating yourself from the pack by showing up as the leader, the top leader that people will be attracted to. So hopefully these help you. And if reach out to me, share any comments. We'd love to hear from you. I invite you, if you would like to get interviewed on the Tech with Heart show, you are an expert that has valuable insights to share with small business owners and entrepreneurs to help them embrace technologies, systems, and strategies that will help move the needle, help them to stay competitive in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. Please go to techwithheartnetwork.com and reach out to us. I'd love to hear from you. And if you are a small business owner looking to hang around a very innovative, very heart-centered, forward-thinking group of entrepreneurs where we can grow alongside one another, ask good questions, and get good answers, please, again, join our community at techwithheartnetwork.com. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.